The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus revealed himself to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and he did it in this way. Together with Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two other disciples. Simon Peter said, "I am going fishing," and the others said, "We will come with you." So they went out and got into a boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not recognize him. Jesus said to them, "Have you caught anything to eat?" They answered, "No." He said, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat and you will find something." So they cast it over and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. And suddenly the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "Look, it is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he got dressed and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore, full of 151 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." None of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over, took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. Now this was the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the longer version of today's gospel, after they eat breakfast, Jesus asks Simon Peter three times, "Simon, do you love me?" The rather innocuous little story is full of some powerful meaning, so let me just take a minute with it. First of all, we're reading from John's gospel. John never mentions food at the Last Supper. The only thing he mentions is the morsel that Jesus gave Judas Iscariot before he went off to betray him. This is really the Last Supper with his disciples, because after this, he will return to the Father. When they come ashore, Jesus is at charcoal fire burning. The only other time a charcoal fire is mentioned in John is the night that Jesus was being led away to be crucified, and Simon Peter was standing over the fire warming his hands, and it was a charcoal fire. And three times he denies Jesus. Now watch how Jesus deals with forgiveness. He never mentions Peter's betrayal. Peter, in fact, never apologizes. Jesus simply says three times, "Do you love me?" And then he is forgiven. For Jesus, forgiveness has no penance, no retribution, no punishment. It is instead an opportunity for the individual to transform themselves from what they were into something better. And that's precisely what happens with Peter. Remember Peter of the Gospels, the great buffoon who was always putting his foot in his mouth. Next we go to Acts of the Apostles, Luke's story of the early church. And suddenly we have this dynamic Peter who preaches a series of sermons that are so powerful, they are called the kerygma. They're the very foundation of our faith. He's imprisoned and it doesn't faze him. He knows he's going to be martyred and it doesn't faze him. Peter is completely transformed because of the way Jesus forgives. But how do we forgive people in the church? Up until Pope Francis changed it a year or two ago, we punished people whose marriages have failed. Have not those people endured enough pain? Why, in the name of Jesus, would we ever want to add to their pain? We punish high school students who, at their young age, have a completely full plate. They've got academics, they've got extracurricular activities, sports, and they're trying to get confirmed. And if they miss one class, they're out. And we demonize people who God created gay. That's not how Jesus treated people. Whatever gives us the right to treat them any less than he would. Amen.